Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, I've always had this kind of fascination with a movie that's sole purpose is marketing like a very specific product.
Absolutely.
And we've got like a bit of a history with that. I'm not just talking about like James Bond, you know, he'll use a car or a gadget or whatever. Those are clearly
James Bond presents cars. Get a car.
Are you walking to work? What are you doing? Get a car.
Do you want to sleep with the most beautiful women in the world? Get a car. Think about it.
So I'm not talking about like putting a product into an existing narrative. I'm talking like, and there's been a few examples of this, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was funded and made specifically to sell a new Quaker Oats Wonka bar, right?
What?
The bars were...
Do you mean the new one or the old one?
The old one in the 70s.
What?
Yeah. Well, the new one's called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Mason. Jeez.
Wow.
But anyway, so...
I don't remember a Quaker Oats bar in that movie.
Well, they had a weird chemical formula in them and they had to recall them all. So it didn't end up happening at that particular time.
Wow.
Transformers the movie, the animated one, which we'll probably talk about soon, is just to sell a new line of toys.
Absolutely, right? It is. And making sure that kids couldn't play with the old line of toys by killing them all. Ironhide gets shot in the head, James.
Yeah, good.
He's begging for his life and they shoot him in the head.
I like it.
It's a kid's movie.
Ooh, as a kid, I loved that.
Yeah.
I felt justice, Mason.
That's right.
Yeah. Like Mac and Me, for example, is just like a McDonald's commercial and also used by Paul Rudd to trick Conan into watching that clip of a kid falling off a cliff or whatever. This movie, though, The Wizard, please leave a like, it is the most roundabout way to promote Super Mario Brothers 3.
It kind of is, isn't it?
That you could ever do.
Yeah.
I mean, for me as a kid, you could just show me clips of a video game.
Right?
Which is what I liked this movie for as a kid. Maybe not as much now. But nowadays, we've got a Super Mario Brothers movie because...
That's why we're doing this, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's why we're doing it.
You message me and you're like, can we squeeze this in? Can we squeeze in the movie The Wizard? Do I have a packed schedule?
But so, you know, they'll just make a movie about Mario.
Yeah.
You know? And throw in $100-200 million or
whatever.
Which
they did.
Which they did, exactly.
Twice now.
Yeah. What a bizarre narrative, though, you know?
It's a little bit...
What a long bow to draw.
They've clearly gone, okay, we want to make it, you know, a sort of a coming-of-age thing. We want it to be a little bit Stand By Me. We want it to be really low-stakes Rain Man.
Yeah.
We want all this sort of stuff. We want to open with a little kid walking down the road for 3 minutes. 3 full minutes.
Yeah.
We want to see how many people leave the cinema.
So the narrative of this is... That
there's two kids,
yep.
Children of divorce. There's technically three kids, but Christian Slater doesn't do anything.
Well, there was four kids because the inciting incident
yes.
to one kid wanting to go to California, which we will not spoil here, we'll come back to it, is that his twin sister drowned.
Yeah.
This is the narrative of this movie promoting Super Mario Brothers 3. And he's so traumatized, he can only say the word and head for California.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
why? We don't know. For a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert?
Exactly. Maybe.
Is this pre-blood sugar sex magic?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Wow.
But also, like, he's got a dead mother and his family is split up and we've got, like, Fred Savage and their father, Beau Bridges and Christian Slater in this movie. And there's child kidnapping and endangerment. There's video game addiction. There's underage gambling. What an era of movie making, Mason. Pretty fascinating stuff.
Very much so. And Nintendo approved this, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they kind of, after, well, this and then Super Mario Brothers, the live action movie, which we've talked about before.
We're not approving anything anymore.
Yeah, they really kind of, they held onto that super tight for a really long time. And for good reason, I feel. Do you remember watching this as a kid, though?
This is the first time I've ever seen this movie.
Okay.
I didn't see it at them. I don't know why. I loved video games. I love this era of video games.
Yeah.
But I think I knew the twist. I knew... Twist. I say like it's a...
What a twist. Do you mean the...
Whose head's in the box? Mario.
It's Mario, yeah.
I knew that they were introducing Super Mario Brothers 3 in it, and I already knew about Super Mario Brothers 3. James, you know why? Because I read Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Thank you for bringing that up. Well, also, this came out so close to the release of Super Mario Brothers 3, like at the end of 1989. Mm-hmm. And that's fascinating for like a month until that game comes out.
Right. Then everybody's already played it, and they're like, we don't necessarily want to watch a kid play it. On a screen. Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or what? We'll play it. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, as a kid, I would have been excited to see, and I was excited from my vague memories of this, of seeing, like, Super Mario Brothers 2 and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Rad Ridge Racer, whichever one that is, Mason, and Mega Man and Super Metroid, or I think it was just regular Metroid, and Contra and Ninja Gaiden. But now, as an adult... Or even if you're a kid now, if you want to see this, there's a million hours of it on YouTube. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for me, the interesting thing about this movie is this bizarre narrative that's weaved around it, and not so much the split seconds of video game playing that we might see Christian Slater play in a hotel or whatever.
I guess Christian Slater's role in this is to subtly introduce video gaming to Beau Bridges, his dad, yes, and then get him addicted to video games.
Exactly. Huh? Well, Beau Bridges swore off video games since his brother Jeff Bridges got trapped in a weird video game world.
That must be the case.
That's so, you know, I can understand that. But what I also like about this movie is, what a weird, mean world. And by that I mean, I guess it's a lot like the real world, because there's multiple muggings.
Yeah.
They get mugged for $87 by two truckers at
That's
one
right.
point.
Yeah, yeah.
Mugging children. And also, I guess, you know, this was a dire economic era because it came after the big crash, the big video game crash, Mason.
Oh, I thought you meant just generally in human history.
There was also a big crash around this era. But I just love the weird and mean little hijinks. There's a moment where Jenny in this just clean knocks out Fred Savage with a punch.
Yeah, and there's that weird stock... punch sound, which Indiana gets used Jones again later.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, what I liked about it, great casting, Fred Savage, obviously Christian Slater, little Jenny Lewis. I didn't know she acted. I thought she was the musician in the band Rilo Kiley.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you know.
I do.
It's good to know things, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love the story of how Beau Bridges gets so addicted to video games that despite his son going missing, because his son goes missing in this because they go to a video game
whom
tournament.
He presumably loves.
That's right. He just... becomes so enraptured in video games that he just forgets.
Yeah.
And Christian Slater's like, we should go and find my brother. And he's like, let me just do more video games for a second.
Mm.
Beau Bridges, what are you doing?
But speaking of the mean world, also, there's like a trucker. Speaking of the truckers, there's like a trucker who seems to be like mentally not all there. And
he looks like a giant Jenny Luigi.
Jenny keeps taking advantage of him.
Yeah.
Telling him lies so he'll beat up a man and so forth, getting him to gamble.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, this is also a bad mother movie.
Oh my God, is it ever?
Like, it's all about the bad mums in this.
Yeah.
Jenny Lewis's character, she's like, well, I'm on this journey because my mum got addicted to gambling and it broke up our whole family and now I live in a trailer or whatever. And this one, in the other family, the mum's like, well, I'm divorcing, I'm splitting up this family, I'm getting with bad business dad. Who's like, I don't understand kids, I only love business. I love wearing a tie and doing a business. And she's a bad mom. She's like, I don't care about some of my kids.
Yeah.
I only sort of care about one of my kids, which is why I'm sending him to a school for bad disabled boys or whatever.
Yeah. Wayward sad boys.
Mm.
But is there another dead mother, though, in this?
Let me
because think. I think they're stepbrothers, right?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure of the family tree and dynamic. Because I was under the impression that there's another mother.
Another mother.
Who's also not present.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, very complicit by her absence, isn't she?
Yeah, if she's even part of this narrative
if
at all.
If she's still alive, I hope she goes to jail.
But I do enjoy Beau Bridges and his kind of Smokey and the Bandit-style hijinks with the child kidnapper who's been sent by big business dad across multiple states to kidnap this child.
And you would understand why he's so successful in this job, why he's in such demand, because he just looks like a man you would trust with kids. He looks like a man who would gum up to you and go, have you seen these kids? I'm not explaining why, I just need to get these kids. And you'd go, yeah, they're over there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go, hello, police.
Yeah. Like the precursor to Robert Patrick's T-1000, except he's just burnt out and really bad at his job. Oh, what a horrible man. But he does get his comeuppance because he gets accused multiple times of touching a 12-year-old girl. Yeah. That's an ongoing joke in this
movie.
That's
a fun joke.
That's a fun joke.
A fun joke.
I mean, we got to talk about the power glove scene.
Oh, yeah.
This piece of tech had just come out.
I thought you were going to say piece of garbage.
Well, I'm going to get to that, yeah. It had just come out, so I think perfect opportunity to market this thing because what an absolute piece of shit that did not work and was completely pointless to any kind of playing experience. And Nintendo were known for their, like...
It's the metaverse of its day.
It really is, yeah.
Just the thing, it's way easy to operate whatever you need to use just with the regular controller,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Nintendo had, like, so many bizarre licensed and unlicensed peripherals. And they're all terrible.
Yeah.
Like, Rob the Robot. Uh-huh. I mean, I've seen the Angry Video Game Nerd video, Mason. And the Gaming Historians video as well, Mason. Uh-huh, two wonderful channels about about retro gaming that have slightly different spins on it, Mason.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just garbage. And I guess, you know, it needs to be brought up because somebody else will. Like, the actor who plays the Power Glove kid. Maybe don't Google that.
Maybe don't Google it. I went to the Wikipedia page for The Wizard.
Yeah.
And I was like...
What are they doing now? Well,
I was like, because I'm like, this guy's got a bit of charisma, you know? What did he do after this? And he's the one person on the cast list that doesn't have a clickable link. Mm. And I think he should, but for different reasons.
Completely agree. Yeah. I also enjoy, like, they managed to squeeze in... Well, it's the whole thing, again, is marketing for Nintendo. But they managed to... The Nintendo Game Counselor... scene.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which was a real thing.
In order to... They don't know what games are going to be played at this Video Armageddon tournament, but they know it's going to be Nintendo. Mm. So they insist that this kid, who doesn't speak and is clearly very traumatized...
Some kind of whiz
kid. He's some sort of whiz kid. They should call it the whiz... Anyway. They're like, we should train him on like 90 games just in case one of them. You're not going to announce this ahead of time?
That means that rich kids have the advantage.
That's true.
Most kids don't have 90 games. They've got one game and it's bad. They picked the wrong game.
Also, where did these guys get all the games?
Rich kids.
Oh, they stole them.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Oh, I meant they're rich kids. But maybe they stole them from rich kids. Maybe. I don't know who owns anything in this because everybody's just stealing from everybody else. Yeah. Who's the original purchaser of anything in this movie?
Was there like a massive... financial crisis around this era?
Yeah, there was.
You know, truckers knocking over these kids for $80 or whatever. Madness.
Yeah.
I think the police are going to... Anyway.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
The game counseling called...
So they're like insisting this kid... There's a line in this where the kid's like, no, actually I do want to play in this tournament. So it's not slave labor anymore.
Yeah.
But they
I want $50,000.
They train him on all these games, 90 games or whatever, and then they're like, we should call the Nintendo helpline.
What's the number?
Exactly. And this guy's, you know, super helpful and whatever. But I kind of feel like for most Nintendo games, he'd just be like... Yeah, just don't get hit by the thing.
Yeah, so much of it is that.
It's just don't get hit. See the things? Move away from the things.
Yeah, it's either don't get hit by a thing or you missed an invisible door. And that's why you've been... That you would never know was there, and that's why you're stuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
But also, like, what is the premise of this competition? Like, surely most of these games are not... a visual spectacle that you would want kids to be... Like, they're not going to be thrilling kids... You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
That you want games that are like an immediate visual. Tetris is a perfect example. Like it's meant.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mentioned, isn't it? Maybe?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, that's a game where you can see what's happening in real time and you understand it and you see the score and you see, you know, the tension rises as all the Tetris blocks rise up. But some of these games, it's like, oh my God, look how far he's getting in Castlevania 2. Is he? I don't know. He leaned down and a tornado took him because he was holding a cross or something.
Is he dead?
Is it good? Is that good? What, do the points matter?
No, you know, because there's three jousting knights running by side.
And there is a lot of people saying, oh my God, he got all the points. That's good,
that's
I think.
That's good, I think, yeah. Let's talk about the tournament.
Can we talk about video game representation, first of all?
Absolutely, look, because video game representation matters, Mason.
Oh, very much so. Not promising. Not a promising start, because
But parents don't know it.
No,
this
that's
era.
True. Fred Savage leaves his little brother in front of a Double Dragon machine.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and he's like, wow, you got 50,000 points in Double Dragon. First of all, you left him alone for 45 seconds.
Yep.
There's no way. Mm-hmm. And then later, James, Jenny Lewis challenges them to.
You got so excited then and angry, you stepped away from the microphone.
I'm frothing. I'm frothing with rage, James. Jenny Lewis's character, who's Jenny? Challenges them to a game of Double Dragon to see who is the best. And first of all, when you see the high score, it's like 25,000 mm-hmm. points. What happened there?
Exactly.
Very sus.
I agree.
And then she dies, and she's like, all right, you go. And he just continues from where she was.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. It's not a fair representation. Even in real life, it'd be an unfair representation.
You can't put in another quarter and continue your game?
That's right.
I never played Double Dragon Arcade. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's wrong.
No, I believe
I'm mad
you.
About
You're
it.
Like, you stepped away from your microphone, I don't know.
Anyway, what I'm saying is there's almost no way to make people playing 8-bit arcade or Nintendo games exciting on the big screen.
Well, maybe that's why they show it so sparingly.
Yeah.
You get a glimpse of Ninja Turtles and you're like, wow, look at that underwater section.
Yeah, there's a moment in this where our three intrepid kids who want to get across to California, they're like, we're gonna hustle some people, and there's some businessmen playing a video game and they're like, hey, fellas, you want to play against a real champion or whatever? And then it just cuts to later and they're like, we got him, we hustled him.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? The reason they didn't show any of that is because obviously the adults would be like, no, we're not paying, actually.
Yeah, no.
And you can't do anything about this. And we're going to rob you. There's a moment in the video, when the video game tournament starts, it's just like 10 kids on stage in front of regular-sized TVs that the audience can't see.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's just like, whoa.
Also, if you look at, I mean, I feel like the whole movie should have been focused around the tournament, or at least we see more of it. Because, you know, the whole thing was based around, like, very loosely the Karate Kid. And you see that through line. Mm. There's even a montage with Nintendo Power Hotline or whatever.
Right,
you
yes.
know, like a training montage.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, but they even take a break during the tournament to have a little run around. And it's like, you don't need to do a little run around in the middle of this, okay? Let's do the tournament.
Adult men need to be accused of touching kids.
That's true, they do. You're absolutely right, yeah. Also, if you look at the controls that they're playing on for when the big reveal of Super Mario Brothers 3, it's like this giant joystick with a ball on the end. Yeah. It's enormous.
Mm.
It reminds me of the Australian TV show Amazing, hosted by James Sherry Mason.
Sure.
There's a local reference for you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense in, like, the Knights. Who's putting the points into the Knights running machine.
Great question, James.
And like, I don't even understand how that works.
I don't know.
Because he goes back to the start of the game, Super Mario Bros. 3, twice.
Uh-huh.
And you'd think that would be it for him.
You'd think that would eliminate his points. It seems it's like some... Some of it is like, okay, who can play the longest without getting eliminated? Sometimes it's points. Sometimes it's how far do you get? Like if you finish the game, I guess you would be the winner by default. But if nobody finishes the game, it's who got the furthest or who got the most points, depending on the games. This is madness. But also a joystick, are you kidding me? Give him a D-pad.
Exactly, give him a D-pad.
They've all trained on the D-pad.
It's not very visually interesting, though, is it, to give him a D-pad?
No, none of it is. It's all bad.
No, I think that reveal of, like, the big screens opening up, like, seeing Mario on a screen that big.
Yeah, all right.
Like, but, incredible.
But also, if I were a little kid and I'm like, oh, there's a video game competition happening in the room, I'd go in the room and I'd see the 10 kids on the 10 little screens and be like, I can't see anything. I'm going to leave.
Yep.
So most of those kids would be gone before the big Mario 3 reveal.
Exactly. Well, I did appreciate the guy that signs him into the tournament being the guy who was in Dungeons & Dragons recently.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic cameo appearance. Anyway, this does have a big twist reveal, as we mentioned.
Oh, actually, before we go into that, I was just going to say, you know what it did, what I did like? There was no scene in this where somebody's like, you can't play video games, you're a girl.
Oh,
you notice that?
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's just regular.
People are playing video games.
People are playing video games.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that guy plays with that girl's pigtails in a weird way.
Boy, does he.
Yeah.
And you don't like that?
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. We're on the same page.
So the reveal at the end of this, the California twist, if you will.
So our...
The M. Night Shyamalan style
that's
twist.
Right. The wizard, our little friend the wizard, he wins the game tournament and everybody's like... We're on board with this kid now again. We're all...
Because he won us $50,000 after a video game and financial crash.
All it took was a once-in-a-lifetime win from this kid, and he's back in our family again. Hooray!
You still have to live in that weird home, though.
That's right. And so then the families, they're driving through California, and they see, like, this... strange little dinosaur park.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid's like, California.
It's from Pee Wee Herman as well.
And then the car stops and he gets out and he runs out to this dinosaur park and they're like, where are you going? What's happening with this kid?
And they never see him again.
That's right.
He's gone.
They follow him in there. They find him. He's sitting down in this little dinosaur park and he opens up his little lunchbox of treasures.
Yep.
And he shows them a photograph of them all as a family in this dinosaur park. All the brothers and the mum and the dad and the little sister who died.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we were all here.
Not that long ago either.
Quite recently.
Everybody looks the same age in this photo.
You didn't figure that out?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't look at this kid who was clearly traumatized by the death of his sister.
Didn't open his little box of trinkets.
He kept saying California and walking towards California. And none of you, not the dad, the mum, Mr. Businessman, the school counselor or whatever, the people in the...
Christian Slater.
You're better than
this Christian Slater.
You're better. You're in Mr. Robot. You've got a fine analytical mind, Christian Slater. You were in cuffs. None of you went, oh, California. Oh, like that time we went to California.
6 months
all
ago.
All together.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Wild.
You didn't even figure it out when you were going into the dinosaur park. Oh, that's the dinosaur park we all went to. You were in the dinosaur park. You didn't figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
But also there's a moment where his mum and Mr. Business... are there at the tournament at the end, and they run into the child snatcher, and the mum's just like, come on, it's been 9 days. What are you doing? And it's like, you should be way more distressed about this situation. Mm-hmm. She's just like, come on, what are we paying you for? Where are the police?
Great question.
What's going on?
Mm.
Anyway, green trivia.
Sure.
But also the guy who shouts Rodney.
Yes.
So you're going to hate this, and I'm so sorry.
You don't know that about me.
All the video game footage in this game is pre-recorded.
No, I do hate that. Thank you. You're right. You know me so well.
So I looked into the background of the Nintendo hotline, including costs. Apparently, they received, between 1987 and 1995, 42.6 million calls. And the idea for this hotline was that it was initially free because they just want to get the word out there.
Uh-huh, sure.
But then it became the cost of a local call. And then as of 1995, it was 95 cents per minute in the US.
95 cents a minute?
Yeah.
My God.
Just get the internet at that point.
Yeah.
There was some terrible version of the internet kicking around then.
Sure, yeah.
God, what an absolute ripoff.
Just like, wait for an email forward that tells you how to beat all the games.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. And also
how to make napalm.
And there was like... Yeah. Atticus Handbook?
Yes.
Yeah. And like, there was, as you mentioned, like Nintendo Power and whatever. We had Nintendo magazine system here or whatever, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. That's right.
Yeah. And those guys are like shuffling through just binders of Nintendo hand-drawn maps and stuff, I assume.
Yeah,
anyway.
Did you want to be one of those guys as a kid? I think I wanted to be a video game tester as a kid.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good job now, though, or even then, right?
No, that's true.
You just got to try and break a game. I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
So director Todd Holland said that Universal demanded to cut down the length of the shooting script, right? So he actually shot the entire thing, and it ended up being about 150 minutes, but this was then edited down to 100 minutes for its theatrical release. But the full length, 150-minute cut, which we should have watched, Mason. I don't think we should have.
Was it more sad family stuff? I hope it was more sad family stuff.
That's the stuff I like in this.
The slow walk along the road, the desert road by the kid at the start is 53 minutes long.
And that was actually released for the first time in 2020 on DVD and Blu-ray. You're going to hate this as well.
You don't know that about me.
Some promotional artwork for the
movie. No, I hate this.
For the movie shows Fred Savage wearing a power glove on his left hand. However,
that's a right-handed glove only.
Exactly. It is believed.
As a lefty, I know that.
Yeah.
They never made a lefty version.
And
I'm furious.
Well, I was going to say, because, yeah, they never produced a left-handed power glove. And good, because it's against God and nature.
And also, somebody would have purchased two and tried to play with two at a time.
Exactly.
It would have destroyed their brain.
Ridiculous. Now, I don't know if you know this, but this feature...
I bet I don't know it and I hate it.
I think you'll like this one.
Oh, yeah.
This features a very early appearance of a mulleted
Tobey Maguire. It's Tobey Maguire. I saw him. He's one of Lucas's goons. He's like, yeah, get him.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever speaks.
He doesn't
but
say
he's
anything.
There.
Yeah, wonderful to see Tobey Maguire. The box office for this on a budget of $6 million, it only made $14.3 million. But I feel
a mulleted Spider-Man.
Oh my God! Right? There was a mulleted Superman. Why can't we have a mulleted Spider-Man?
Great question.
But the box office return was $14.3 million, which is an okay return. Like, this made its money back, but I think...
Did it make its money back on Nintendo Power, Nintendo Hotline? Well,
that's what I was going to say. I think as a promotional tool,
yeah.
Even if you didn't see this movie, everybody knew about this movie when I was a kid.
Right.
And I think as a promotional piece, it does its job.
Right.
And I just want to say also, Ben, who edited this with Lawrence, he absolutely loved this movie. He was enamored. He was enraptured. He felt all the emotions. This isn't a joke. And I understand where he's coming from, because I think there are some touching, genuinely touching, I mean, illegally and also legally.
Yeah. There's some alleged touching.
Yeah. I think there are some, like, nice family moments and good kind of interpersonal relationship stuff in this, genuinely.
Look, you're probably right, you know. I think everybody's charming in this, Bo Bridges especially. I think it's a delight, and Christian Slater.
He was in cuffs.
You better believe he was in cuffs. Yeah.
Anyways, if you want to see this early, and you might want to, because we've got a big week next week, Mason. Here's the hint.
Right. Is it Batman or Robin?
It's Batman Forever.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
And then we'll do Batman and Robin.
Okay, right.
All you need to do is head over to bigsandwich.co, where the videos always go up there early. In addition to our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, that normally comes out Monday, but it comes out there on Sunday. But it's got its own YouTube channel and Apple and whatever. We're going to be talking about the new Mario movie, aren't we, Mason?
Yes.
And there's also bonus podcast, movie commentary, so many things there that you might be interested. Or just stay subscribed.
Stay subscribed, listen to the podcast. Listen to the man Rilo Kiley.
Run to the podcast like a little animated jousting knight, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And that's how I like to think
of it. We don't care how you get there.
No.
We don't care that it doesn't make any sense.
As long as you're dressed as a jousting knight.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, thanks everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. He was in cuffs.
I know. I told you he was in cuffs.
No, I'm telling you.
Did you know, though?
I didn't know. All
right. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.